One of the things I posted is about the Ignite session for tomorrow at Mason Hall. Since no one got to see everything they wanted to see, a lot of the speakers have volunteered to do sort of 5-minute lightning presentations on their topics. And so I put up a post, it's the most recent one on the blog, and I also tweeted it with the link, asking people to kind of nominate who they thought was great and or who they really wish they'd been able to see. And the people who kind of get the most traffic there, if they've agreed to do something, we'll put them on the schedule for tomorrow at Mason Hall so people can see sort of a mini version of their stuff. I also put up a page for people to start suggesting unconference sessions. And what we'll do is, we're not in this room tomorrow, but 3160, which is one of these smaller auditorium rooms. I'm guessing not everyone's gonna be up at 9 a.m. tomorrow after being out tonight. But we'll just do sort of a raised hands vote for all the sessions that have been proposed, and then we'll assign rooms. We have about a dozen rooms, and we'll do two sessions, one from 9:15 to 10:15, and one from 10:30 to 11:30, which is when people will go off on their own to have lunch in the city before coming back to go into Mason Hall, which starts at 1. Then you can start getting in at 12:30.
There's probably no breakfast tomorrow. Yeah, we don't think anyone's going to show up. So, yeah. And also, and like Jane just said, no lunch. Really, I just want to, again, I think we should thank Farouk for this amazing space.
And I would like to thank Millwood and the rest of the staff who gave us microphones and support with projectors and computers.
And of course, the unbelievable volunteers. I mean, you guys have been running into them all day. They've been unbelievable. And the 700 hungry people running into a room, they can handle it. They deserve a round of applause. Seriously, the volunteers have been awesome. Again, hug a volunteer when you see one.
Does anyone have any questions about tomorrow? Yes.
If you have come to the earlier session where you do voting, how do you know what's going to be where for the session?
After the voting happens, I'm not going to go to the first session. I will sit on my laptop and I will post the results on our blog and I will tweet a link to it. So if anyone's coming in a little bit later and wants to know what's in what room, I'll have a schedule on the blog. Yes. The ones that were videotaped will be. We didn't have quite as many video volunteers as we had hoped, but everyone who was taping, recording sessions will be getting them to us, and we'll be uploading them to WordPress.tv probably next week sometime. And presentations, a lot of people have already posted their slides to SlideShare, but we will, after the event is over and everyone's slept for a few days, we will put a page for each of the session descriptions from Saturday. We'll link to any slides or videos that they've got.
And where can you find that?
On our website where it says Saturday Sessions under Program, where you read the descriptions online. We'll just add it to the end of the description. There's someone over here. Is that a question?
Yeah, I have the same exact
question. Oh, okay.
Yes? The young conference is the same as a 5-minute?
No, an unconference is like a bar camp, and pretty much anyone can propose a session topic. They can show off something cool they've done with their site and get feedback. They can try to find collaborators for a project, whatever. And anything that's been proposed, I'll read them all off in the morning, or Steve will, and we'll just ask for a show of hands of who's interested, and the ones that seem to have the most critical mass, we'll say, okay, you go to room X, you go to room Y, you go to room Z. And then for the second set also, the Ignite sessions are based on the sessions that we had today, but shorter versions.
And those are going on in the morning?
Yes. Unconference is between 9 and 11:30 here. And then after 1, we'll be at Mason Hall, which is 17 Lexington. And if anyone doesn't know where that is, if you go on the website, the location page has the location of the other building. It's just down the street.
The corner of 23rd.
Yeah.
Big building. You can't see.
It has a big 17 over the door. The Genius Bar was only for today, so if you see anyone, I mean, the thing is, this unconference is very loose, it's not formal, it's not a conference, it's an unconference, so if you are looking for help, I mean, someone could even propose that as an unconference session, like ad hoc Genius Bar, help me fix whatever, if people could congregate there, that would be probably pretty popular, I would think.
One other thing, also, please bring your name tag, your badge,
yes.
You can't get it to Mason Hall without your badge.
Correct. Sometime tomorrow. I have to make the puppets.
What about the cookies?
Okay. We did not have 800 attendees registered by November 12th, so I did not make cookies. I was making name badges instead.
Next year.
Sorry. Maybe next year. Spread the word better next year. I know you
can. Can we
is rule.
If we have them, you may. Tomorrow, we have a few left over. We don't have every size. So we'll probably bring, we're going to pick a room. We'll announce it when we get here in the morning where we'll maybe like set up coffee and something since we don't have that big room tomorrow. And we'll have the shirts there because that's also where we'll have the table for anyone who missed today and needs to check in tomorrow. But there are still some people we need to check in.
We're going to have a home base on the upper floor, so we're not going to have the same room we had this morning.
And we'll just announce what room that is. It'll just be a regular classroom. So.
What was total attendance?
We haven't done the numbers because we've been too busy trying to make sure everything was running smooth. We'll announce it after. But the final tally of registrations was like 730. I think we probably had maybe 15 walk-ins or so. But then again, we also have a little bit of a stack of name tags of people who didn't come. So kind of maybe around 700. I don't know. We'll find out. We'll post it on the web when we do the postmortem. Yeah. Yeah. Anyone else? We good? Okay, so if you want to go somewhere to drink, we picked a place that is close by and is pretty big. It's Tonic East. If you go out the door you came in and go over to 3rd, just hang a left. It's up a block and a half on the right, a big neon sign. And they are reserving the second floor for WordCamp people. It holds a few hundred, and I think everyone in this room could easily fit into that bar. It's a big bar. It's three stories. They have a roof garden. Not that the weather's that nice. And they're doing drink specials, like game night drink prices. So it's just a cash bar, but they are giving us discounts, and you can just show them your name badge to say that you're with
them. Street address once more?
It's on 3rd Avenue at 29th. The address itself I put in the blog post I put up earlier, but I don't remember it off the top of my head. Yeah, it's a big, huge black building on the corner with like bright red neon letters. That's all like arty, fiery.
Tonic East.
Tonic East.
You're not going to miss it.
Yeah. All right, everyone good?
All right, get out of here.
Okay, see you tomorrow.
Thank you.